265.
Oh my god.
That's how many emails I have. Unread.
I was like, that doesn't even make sense. They've been... Oh, then these emails got you. Out. Yeah, just select all delete at this point.
Right? Because you're not going to read it.
Yeah. And you're going to get finger fatigue if you try to fucking just keep swiping the shit.
Swiper, even hitting the edit and then just...
Swiper.
Here we go. Check.
1, 2,
at
three,
that point, you need
four,
to log into
five,
your actual...
6,
email
7,
Yahoo.
8.
Yahoo.
He uses Yahoo.
You use Yahoo. How old are you?
It's not AOL, but it's still.
Yeah.
31.
Jesus Christ.
You're so old.
Get with the times. Use Google.
Yeah.
Gmail that shit.
Oh, yeah.
It'll separate most of that stuff out. You won't even have to see it. Yep. What it does for me.
Okay, cool.
Spam goes this way.
I don't
place.
Have to see that either. Doesn't
clearly you don't.
Obviously you don't.
Yeah, clearly you don't see those also. Star Trek Captain Picard series adds 3 regulars.
And?
They're just 3 youngsters.
Oh, 3 youngsters, okay.
The series will likely take place following Next Generation. Durr? Like,
because that's when he, you know, was captain.
It's like, it's going to take place after. Why? Because he's old. Like, you're not going to fucking Disney-ize him. CBS ain't got that kind of money.
Swamp Thing is going to premiere in May? Really?
May 31st, yeah. They fucking just dumped those things.
They pretty much just dumped this thing,
yeah.
It sounds like.
Also, it's not a...
Production shut down early, leading to confusion and shock among the cast and crew. When word got out, many began to wonder if both the show and the DC Universe were in trouble. We were later able to confirm that the DC Universe is still in good shape. Quote-unquote good shape, I'd say. And that Swamp Thing would still premiere next month on May 31st.
Speaking of DC Universe, you see who made the Batman, well, Bruce Wayne Batman for the DC Universe Titans?
No.
Jor Mormont! Oh. The actor who plays Jor Mormont, not actual Jor Mormont, is
so
Bruce
weird.
Wayne. Ian something or other is his name? I can't remember his name.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty cool. I was like, that's a good choice.
Yeah.
Make a good older Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
He's got that ruggedness to him.
Definitely.
But he probably polishes up pretty well, too.
Yeah, wouldn't know. I've only seen him in Game of Thrones lately.
I mean, the most polished you saw him was in the new episode.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, he was like scruffy beard.
Right.
At least he didn't have gross scales anymore.
Oh, how heart-wrenching was that scene?
That fucking old-timey scalpel?
Oh, no, not that scene. No, I was talking about the scene.
Oh, that whole thing. Oh, my
goodness. Episode where they're like, oh, thank you, Sam, for saving my life. You know, what's your name? Samwell Tarly. And they're like, oh, the Tarly?
Randall Tarly?
Really?
Yes.
Randall Tarly. Oh, my God.
So, by the way, he's now barbecue.
Yep.
Oh, well, yeah. Your older brother?
My brothers will be, I'll be able to see them. Yeah, see.
He stood with your dad, too.
Here's the thing. They were with your dad, too, when we barbecued them.
Don't worry. Your brother is now on Umbrella Academy, and he's a giant ape person. Same actor.
Cool. I guess that's a... consolation prize.
Yeah, you know, they got greenlit for a second season, so
it's true.
Did you see that Mark Ruffalo was told that the Hulk died in Infinity War?
That's fantastic.
Because they knew how terrible he was at keeping secrets, that they literally didn't give him like what happened, so he literally thought the Hulk died until he saw the premiere, and he's like, oh shit. I was like, thinking to myself, did you film a scene where you died? Like, how did you not know?
Yeah, but they could have just CG'd the
Hulk. Well, yeah.
The Hulk,
I mean, at that point, at some point, he knows the Hulk never came back out. So it's like, but he's like, his thought was, that's the reason the Hulk isn't around anymore, because the Hulk got dusted, but not Banner. And I was like, yeah, they're still sharing the same body for right now.
I went back and watched the interview that he did, the reason why they were giving him such a hard time, and what was it, Don Cheadle he was with?
Yeah.
Interviewing, and Don's just like, dude, are you serious? Did you just say that? And he's like, whoa, shit, no.
Well, you heard what happened this year, right? This time
yeah.
with it?
Yeah.
So I think we were talking about it.
And then I went and watched the, because what's his name? Spider-Man was
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland was doing the same thing. But he got partnered with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
And so Benedict kept just interrupting him every time he'd start to say something. He was like, no, no, you can't say that. No.
No, so this time for Mike, if you didn't know, nobody got a full script, even like the big ones. And the script pages didn't have page numbers on them. And some of them didn't even have set locations.
Oh, wow.
So where they were. They were just told this is some of Spider-Man's, like Tom Holland's stuff, doesn't even say who he's opposite of.
No, it's just literally.
It's literally his lines.
And then act like you're fighting something right there. And he's yep. like, what am I fighting? Just act.
They had, and for everybody. And the reason why they did it for everybody is so nobody could get a hold of an entire script and piece together what it is. Because there's whole sequences where there's no real humans on screen, so there's even parts of the script that actually haven't been printed.
Oh, wow.
So no one could actually get to it. And then the Russo said that the file that have the script digitally, isn't even a whole file. It's several different files that are broken up. It was broken up into their shooting order, and so nobody could get it, and they're not put in order. They just know the order they were shooting in.
And then, of course, they filmed multiple different endings.
They five different endings. So nobody knew exactly what happens, and they won't tell anybody what the actual ending is. They won't premiere the whole movie until the actual Hollywood premiere, wherever it happens to be. That's not actually in Hollywood, but that's what they call them, Hollywood premieres. And there's even rumors at that point they won't actually play the whole movie.
Really?
So the first time anyone sees it will be the earliest screening possible for any theater will be the actual first time anyone will see the entire movie.
Wow.
So they haven't decided yet, apparently, but that's what the whole plan is right now, is they may not show at the premiere. They may not show because it'll be press and stuff involved, and it's everyone from small press to large press, and they don't want any of it getting out because they already leaked some of it because of that fucking guy in like Finland or wherever it was.
I saw that. Didn't watch it.
Yeah, neither did I. I'm not even watching TV spots. I'm just like, nope, scroll past Twitter. Right. Fucking Twitter. Hey, by the way, here's a promo. Don't need to promo it, fuckers. Nope. Like,
I already want to see it. I don't need to see more.
You already make $1 billion in ticket sales, and the movie's not even out yet, so
right.
go you fuck yourselves.
Got my money, literally.
Speaking of going fuck yourselves, comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to this week's episode, everybody. I had to double check really quick that I actually started it.
Yeah.
I was like, did I actually click start? I'm going to say it anyways. So, hey, everybody, what's going on? What's happening? What's new? What you up to?
Nothing.
All right, cool. Did you see the showrunners from Why Last Man?
No.
Parted ways with FX?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
The way it sounds is it's a good thing because Brian K. Vaughan and Pia Guerrera are still involved in it, and they're saying early word from like Brian is that FX is trying to keep it true to the book, and the vision these two had were a little different, and so they butted heads too much, and they decided just to part ways. So it wasn't like they got fired; they just couldn't come together and make an actual FX apparently is like pretty strict with this is what they want, and Brian says that they're doing it justice, like they're gonna do as true as possible. And so he's still on board for like executive producer and writing
as long as he's still on board,
but those two have stepped away. But it's set to premiere in 2020, so like we still have some time, but it's like he's done show running before, why don't you just give it to him?
Right.
I mean, he did Under the Dome.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, he can do it. Just let him do it, you know? So, I mean, maybe he doesn't want to, but I know, because I know he didn't really like show running for the two seasons, I think he did, of Under the Dome.
Plus, I'm sure he's still doing his comic books right now.
Well, yeah, he's still writing Saga and Paper Girls.
Right.
Plus, he has his duties over at, right now they're on production hiatus for Runaways, because I think they wrapped season two already.
All right.
So, but I mean, I would just be like, hey, yes, like,
right?
You've done this thing before; it is your creation. But I want it to be good. But I want it to be good in like the kind of good where like they're gonna look at other properties like Ex Machina, and someone's gonna be like, hey, doing Ex Machina. Let's do that. Yeah. Like, because that's, and I want, like, I want someone, like, I think with Ex Machina, someone, it needs to be a bigger production value because obviously he flies around and there's talking fucking animals and shit. Well, talking animals in a way. It's not, they don't, like, not Lion King talking, but, like, mental, it doesn't matter. But it is, like, the whole thing is, like, I can't, like, spoiler alert, I can't wait to, like, they to see on screen him save one of the towers, like, when he diverts the plane and everything. I'm like, that's going to be fucking amazing to see, but also, like, just to watch the internet go, what the fuck?
Right.
Because that, and, you know, it'll come out beforehand.
Right.
But to see it happen is going to be spectacular. But
imagine if somebody like HBO picked up Saga.
Yeah, but said, Brian said that he believes Saga is truly something that can never be done, so he won't sell the rights.
Oh, he won't?
Yeah. I think he's, well, he said he'd sell the rights to someone that can, if someone can convince him it can be done, but he believes that, much like Watchmen, it's virtually impossible.
Well, that's what I was looking at, thinking about HBO, because you look at Game of Thrones, and
I think what will change
that stuff is more practical, because obviously within Saga is its whole own universe.
Yeah, like there's alien and crazy whatnot. Space creatures and shit.
But it seems like if it's popular enough, HBO could get behind it and throw it money.
Well, what I'm thinking is we'll see this landscape change when Invincible, the animated version, comes out on Amazon, right? It's Amazon's doing it, I think. I think that'll change the landscape of that adult style animated stuff and give them, depending on how well the animation's done on it and how well it goes,
the animation.
It would, that's the only way you could really do it. Do it justice. You could do it live action. A, the cost of it. B, the production time because of fucking, like, just the stock alone.
Yeah.
You know, like, Lion Cat, like, that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just the little things. Lion Cat's not little things. Giant fucking Sphinx cat. But, like, just that alone just would be too difficult to do without a fuck ton of money.
Yeah.
I mean, it took Game of Thrones quite a bit of money and time just to do the small dragons, then the larger dragons. But then became the largest show in the world. So HBO's like, well, we got lots of money.
And we already are almost done with it.
So yeah. So
just throw a bunch of money at it and finish it off.
And that's why everyone's like, why are they doing so much promotion of other stuff like shoes and Oreos? I'm like, because they want money.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have ticket sales.
Plus, you're literally ending it now. So might as well just
throw everything
out there and try and get as much as you can.
Yeah, this is
not coming back for another season.
No. Not at all. You're not. Well, I mean, they're doing prequel stuff, but they're not doing
the prequel
stuff. This group of people aren't doing another thing. Which in a way is a shame, but also I kind of like the fact that they are coming to an actual end. They want to. Makes me feel better about the whole thing.
Oh, definitely. I've always wanted shows to do that, to come to a natural ending and come to an ending. It's one reason why I used to like the show Supernatural. My brother and I get into these conversations. He still liked it after, I think, like season 5 or whatever it was. But after they've resurrected each other like 6 times each. Yeah.
One's like half devil or something.
And they keep switching up the bad guy, basically keep moving the goalposts back. It's like, I'm not interested in that anymore. Your initial premise was awesome. You had a chance to end it there and have a really good, concise story. And granted, there were people who fucking loved it and who just kept going. It just kept going.
There's a lot of people, like, they have a fucking convention for it.
They do. But I think that after, like, season 4 or season 5, you could have just ended it there, and it would have been a really good story, much like The Shield, where it had a very good beginning, middle, and end, and they ended it. They didn't have to keep going.
Well, didn't they just announce the end of Supernatural?
They did.
After, like, season 15 or something, right?
Something like that. Something ridiculous like that.
It was, like, super... Like, it's not super close, but it's, like, not this season. Like, the next season is the last one.
Mm-hmm.
When it's super... I mean, that's just fucking 14 seasons of anything that's not animated is ridiculous.
Well, it's not animated or, like, a comedy series.
Yeah. Where it's, you know? Because if it's just... I don't want to say nonsense, but if it's non-continuation... you know, where it's like not a big story, yeah, or whatever.
That's, and
it's
easier to do. I would compare that to something like you look at Friends or Seinfeld or something like that.
Yeah.
There is no like giant overarching story. There's nothing continuous between the episodes necessarily. Sometimes you had two barters and whatnot, but it was just a comedy show from episode to episode. And that was it. But when you get into these big story shows.
Yeah, especially Supernatural, where it's like a Monster of the Week thing.
Monster of the Week
thing. That has to tie into the bigger one, yeah.
But they had an overarching thing for each season. And I'm just saying, like, after season 4 or season 5 or whatever it was, they had a good chance to end it there, and they didn't. And they just kept going, and eventually they jumped, like, 15 sharks. And
at a time?
At a time.
Dang!
No, some individual. Yeah.
Damn, it's a lot of sharks.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Those would be jumping the sharks.
Oh, it was so slow. I was like...
Well, because it's like, I was looking, because it's Supernatural, so they can just stop. That's a lot of sharks. A
lot of sharks, yeah. A lot of Supernatural sharks.
Oh, no. The sharks are Supernatural, too?
Well, yeah, it's Supernatural.
Oh, fuck.
Why would they be regular sharks? What is this? Happy Days?
literal jumping the shark. Nice. I don't know if I'd be more scared if they had laser beams.
That's where the term comes from, by the way.
Well, I know that.
I knew you knew that.
But
I was talking to you mostly. But
you young ass bit. Nope, I'm not gonna say that because that makes me sound old. It's not like I watched it on TV. I mean, I did watch it on TV. It's not like didn't watch it first run. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
And watch it live on TV, as they say.
You were not around yet.
I was not.
It was a long time ago.
And Winkler's second best work. Third best. Third best work. Yeah.
Yeah, because it goes Night Shift, Waterboy. Happy Days.
Nope, nope, and no. Yes. No, it's so. The first one is Little Nicky.
No.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not big enough role.
Henry Winkler, covered in bees. No, I mean, Waterboy would be great because you could see his ass cheek.
That's what's good?
I mean, one of the reasons.
Okay.
Also him, like, talking baby talk to the other coach as the baby and then the puppy. And I was going to say a different show. I forgot Night Shift, though. It's a good call. It's a legit good call.
Yeah. It's not one of his finest work things that I do, but that's actually
Actually, like, real statement. Mike got real for a second there.
Oh, shit. Is that what happens when your shoes aren't tied? You get real?
I guess. I don't know. I haven't done it in a while.
No, because he's super tired right now, so like he doesn't have the...
Oh, there's no like...
There's like the bullshit thing
no
isn't filter. Like... Yeah, there's like...
He's no not shit like... filter? Like yeah. not a filter that filters out shit,
the
but
filter
like,
that makes sure there's shit. An added amount of shit to all my bullshit.
Mike is one of two things. He's either roiling with I've got enough sleep in me where bullshit just bubbles to the top.
Yeah.
Ah. And just like, and, you know, the funny stuff starts coming out. Or there's I'm super tired, so like I don't have enough effort to do the bubbling shit stuff. I'm just going to give you real talk.
I always have effort for bubbling shit, but bullshit, yeah. That
bubbling shit, yes. Bullshit, no. Bullshit's a lot of work for him. Mike's full of bubbling shit. That's what we're getting to. I think that's the name of the episode. Uh-oh.
There it is.
Okay.
That was 5 minutes in the works.
I'm going to get you a goddamn mute button.
Not Taj.
Maybe you can fucking use it. You know how hard it was for me not to text that?
Very hard, because I day, wanted to as well.
In the text message chain, the part where, like...
He posted a picture, and I was like, you burnt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah,
I was waiting for it. I was like, it's not the time. Now's not the time.
No, it needs to be live.
Yeah.
It needs to be like on the mic when we're playing.
He's never
going to
be around again.
Well, so no, like not live, but like talking like on a microphone so like we can say it. Yeah. And then he'd be like, we can all just kind of not say anything because we're on the mics and just like leave the game. And he'd be like, what the fuck was that? And then he's texting us and we're like, dearest Taj.
Dearest Taj.
You've been burnt.
Please apply lotion to the skin.
We know you have it, you fucking bastard. What's going on?
We got the Halo TV series recruiting
Pablo.
Hopefully it actually goes through.
There's a lot of stuff that I was going to go through, but hopefully it does. For people who don't know what we're talking about, Halo is a TV show being made by Showtime, with a lot of people behind it, Steven Spielberg being one of them.
Yeah, but he's been behind it for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like now, it's
still
like
hasn't got.
Yeah. At least it has a home it's though. Gone. Like it's not like he before he was like, yeah, we were gonna make it.
We're gonna make a movie out of it, but we couldn't find anybody to actually flip the bill for it.
Yeah,
it's weird that Spielberg can't find somebody
because he's not.
He doesn't have a really big track record
lately
for stuff that's not known as a Spielberg movie. Because even with like Ready Player One, the reason he ended up being the director is because he couldn't get I don't want to say an unknown, but a younger, less known director to get behind it with a money. So they're like, he's like, well, I'm really passionate about this project, so I'm just going to do it myself. And then the studios are like, oh, I guess we'll give you money.
I did forget that he directed that movie, which was actually pretty good. But was minus that movie, what I was going to say is that he hasn't really made a lot of really good Spielbergian movies lately.
No.
They've been really flops.
It's very true. They're not they're not so what you would think of.
What I'm saying is his name doesn't have a whole lot of pull like it used to.
As producer-wise, yes. But him as director, it's been, I don't know. Again, I don't know if it's more of his choosing to of his projects or he's been choosing projects that just aren't that great. But it's Steven Spielberg, so he can do whatever he wants. But it's just like you also have to get money.
Yeah.
But Pablo Schreiber, right?
Schreiber,
super well known for a couple things. Most recently, he was in 13 Hours with Thor. Most other things, he's in American Gods.
I mean to watch that movie.
No, it's actually a really good movie. He's in Orange is the New Black, but he was in Weeds. Most recently, he was in Skyscraper. He was The Rock's best friend that ended up getting shot. Spoiler alert. Also the one that sold his family out.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that movie.
He was in that one.
What a forgettable movie.
Oh. It's truly.
I'm not saying it's not a bad movie. Just
it's just one of those things where you forget who else is in it. You're like, The Rock was in it. Cool.
Like, outside, like, I could probably describe the movie to you, but that's just because I've seen the trailer a couple times.
It's true.
And I'm mostly describing the trailer to you.
And it wasn't really much different than that?
No.
So you're right?
Yeah. He also did The Wire and American Gods.
Yeah, it was well, The Wire one. I said American Gods, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Okay. He played the Leprechaun. Who's not, I mean, I mean, he is a leprechaun. He's not the leprechaun you think he is. Like, he's not like this short little green guy.
No, he's the big tall, the one that loses.
Bar fighting one who dies under a bridge.
Did you ever end up finishing after?
No, because we kept watching it, and then we got.
Something happened. Yeah, we couldn't. We stopped watching it.
I think it's when it's for. I know that was before you switched to Thursdays being off, but we never finished it. I need to because season two is going, and I really wanted to watch it, but I was waiting for you to watch because we were watching. We did the Stephen King one.
Yeah.
11/23, whatever it's called. I still could never get that fucking name right.
I've even read the book and I couldn't remember what the
title of
that was.
Which
I keep thinking myself, that didn't end. The show didn't end. So, like, where's the rest of that show?
It's Amazon. Or it's fucking Hulu's doing an Amazon on that thing, dude. It's just, you're never going to, like, there's no consistency with them. Like, we complain about Netflix dropping stuff and, like, not giving us. Release
but
dates, whenever.
Consistent
but it's consistent.
Shows.
Yeah, like every year you're going to get the next one or so. I mean, obviously, like Stranger Things was
where they took some time off. Yeah,
yeah.
But at least they announced that they like kept the fans in the loop. They're like, hey, we're gonna
you know,
whatever. That's true. And although I should say with Castle Rock, they're in production for Castle Rock
season
two right now. So we at least know that's coming out.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, it has been confirmed the story from season one is continuing.
Yes.
It's just going to have Misery as a main story element to it.
Yeah.
So it's going to, whatever that whole like noise, like that fucking white noise nonsense thing is, like those voices, that's going to continue on and help explain more of that. It's just going to be part of it. They're going to embrace Misery. And much like they did with, well, more so than what they did with The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, that the Doctor Sleep comes out later this year too.
Doctor Sleep comes out later this year. Didn't we get a little bit more information about the TV series for the Gunslinger? Like, it's still actually moving.
They're
forward.
Still moving forward with it on Amazon, yeah. And new trailer for Nosferatu. came out, and then they showed at a behind the scenes things where they showed they're actually digitizing Zachary Quinto's old man face.
Nice.
Parts of it, so like it's not just practical effects.
Yeah,
because they're able to switch in and out of it.
Yeah,
so that's pretty cool.
Cool. Can't wait for that one either.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun. That's not really a Stephen King thing. It's a Joe Hill thing, Joe Hill is a Stephen King thing.
Yeah.
Because it was made from his balls, as Stephen King once said. Or no, Joe Hill once said. It came from his balls. Because he's his son.
Oh, yeah,
makes more sense. Yeah, it makes more sense.
Not just a pile of like his cum.
He just sculpted somebody to make movies.
Oh, that's why I call him Joe Hill, because he's a little hill of cum.
Yeah.
He's like, Joe.
It's like Close Encounters. He's just like...
Oh, this is what got me. Because his hands are already down here. He's like, I need more. I'm like, is it all yours? I mean, that's a little bit okay if it's all yours.
Well, it's all yours. Still not. You're okay. Just sculpting
But it. Close Encounters, it wasn't just all his. It was a lot of others.
He was working with potatoes.
I know, but it's like...
You're not working with just potatoes.
Just your potatoes, though.
Just your...
Okay.
Your mashed potatoes. Yeah, you...
Joe, you need to say doctor. I'm almost positive that's what that statement meant. Yikes. Did you open your mouth a little bit? It seemed like you opened your mouth a little bit.
A little bit. I disgusted myself.
Nailed it.
We saw the trailer for The Boys.
Yes.
Which looked fantastic, which I honestly knew nothing about before this trailer. Didn't even
actually. You would if you listened to my podcast.
I probably would. I don't have time for that, though.
Thanks, buddy. That workout time that you don't have time. Busy.
Actually, I am really busy when I, you know, work most of the day and then get home.
But the workout time, where like you're listening to something, right? Like you're listening to stuff?
No, because I have to listen to something that's upbeat and gets me going.
Definitely not me.
He has to listen to something that he enjoys.
Yeah.
Ouch.
He said it, dude, not me.
No, he agreed.
Well, I was explaining to you.
Oh, you're breaking it down for me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Break down those.
I don't listen
big
to
words.
Podcasts really he, much anymore.
Joe hates podcasts,
especially ours.
Yeah, pretty much.
I've actually downloaded ours.
Thank you for
and
that.
I have listened to the ones that I'm not on. It's very rare because I'm like,
then I dominated the episodes you're not on. I was like, dude, you're on like almost all of them, so that makes me hurt.
There's a couple times I've been sick. A handful of times, and I haven't made it, and so I'll download and listen to most of those.
Well, that almost makes me feel bad. We talked shit about you one time.
Yeah, I know you did.
But we told you we did.
We did.
Not every time, though.
No, not at all. No. Yeah. I knew you were listening.
The one time where it was a lot, we were like, we better warn.
we better let Joe know.
No, I've listened to some episodes where Cody's literally been like, he's not going to listen to this.
Yeah.
And just keeps shit talking, and I'm like, fucker. I'll show you one of these days.
Or not.
Or not. I've never mentioned the fact that I've listened to them. But yeah, The Boys looks super awesome. I've always wondered what Carl Urban was up to after Almost Human. Wanted him to do something. Well, he did Dread after that, I think.
He's done a lot of stuff since Almost Human. Almost Human was like 4 or 5 years ago.
I like the fact right now that time has passed enough where Mike's laughing about it now, because if we said that before, he would get super
depressed.
There's
a part of me that's super depressed.
I think that for the most part what I'm getting at, this seems like something it's going to be more, because this is a TV series on Amazon.
Yeah.
So it could lead into more things. Like it could be a longer, who knows how long this is going to be. So I'm just saying that I'm glad to see him on a more consistent basis, because they never made Dread 2. I'm super sad about that one too. But this thing looks violent as fuck, and I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome. You can read the comic book. It's on Comixology.
Is it on Comixology?
I know at least the first volume is. I want to say volume 2. Volume 1 and volume 2 are. But I know volume 1 is for sure, because I reread it on there because I didn't want to dig through.
Is it bad that I keep forgetting that I paid for this?
Those boxes. Actually, I'm not even sure. Boys actually might not be in those boxes. It might be in those boxes, which I'm definitely not going to go through, because I have to move those boxes to get to those boxes.
Boys.
I'm just happy because it's not just violent, it's gory. Because the the story itself is gory.
Yep, it's available.
Yeah. Well, at least volume one is, right?
The omnibus is.
Oh, the omnibus is on there? Okay, yeah. So that'll be all.
Volume one omnibus is on there.
Yeah, so that'll be the first.
The actual volume.
How many are that? 20 are in that one?
4, 5. And volumes 1 through 5 of the actual.
So it'll have all. It'll have the first 25.
6 are there.
Oh, 20. Yeah, because that's the first 30, I think. Omnibus might be 30 issues.
And then.
Does it say how many issues are in the omnibus on that one? Probably look it up on the internet in front of me, but. Spider-Man Far From Home got moved up, by the way.
We don't want that.
I'm just fucking with you.
No.
First 20, the omnibus, I mean, maybe. Is the first 22 issues.
22 issues,
volume
okay.
Volume 1. Yeah. What is volume 6 encounter? That doesn't say. It's always weird. Comixology is so weird.
Yeah, they're very DC about the way they organize stuff. Poorly,
yeah,
I wonder
how
that.
Many individual issues they have available on Unlimited, though.
By the way, Mike, it got moved up 3 days. So instead of being on Friday, July 5th, it's now coming on Tuesday, July 2nd, because a lot of people have extra weird. Because the 4th is on Thursday, which means a lot of people will have that day off. So there'll be more time for people to go see the movie.
Gotcha.
Ahead of that, before, obviously. If you put it on a Friday, it's still got the weekend, but if you move it up, a lot of people have extra days off to go see it, so just adds more time.
Gotcha.
It's really weird that a new movie will come out on a Tuesday, which means if that's the earliest you can see it, it'd be Tuesday. Otherwise, it'd be Monday. So that's pretty strange, just in general, because Monday night will be the night to go see it. What else? Anything else? Swamp Thing looks cool. Like, the look of him looks cool. It looks very much like he does in the books.
Those 10 episodes will be pretty cool.
Hopefully.
We got Sleeping Beauties for AMC.
Yeah, man. That's super exciting.
Like, I haven't read the book yet, but I've heard it's pretty good.
So Owen's writing the pilot episode as of right now, because they've only greenlit a pilot to be made. So he's writing that. But they're designing it to make it an open-ended series, so they're not just, because the book is very open to having it being a continuing thing, where the book was very long but it had an ending.
Right.
They could easily stretch it out because they're not adding in content. You're just basically exploring more of what's going on around it. So that'd be pretty cool if they just kind of keep it going.
Gotcha.
For a couple longer seasons, but even like Steven said, like in that little blurb I read this morning, is they're happy they found a place where they can explore the actual storytelling the way it should be, versus like, he didn't want to say like movies because he has so many other properties going to movies and they're very long properties. And obviously he wasn't pointing out anything that's been done better. Like, it is now 2 parts, two movies, not 2 miniseries movies. But he didn't want to like do that. So, but he was very nice the way he said it, but he was very optimistic about how they're going to be able to tell the story better in this medium. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool. Live action Minecraft movie.
Meh.
More rumors are circulating that the Game of Thrones guys will be doing KOTOR stories for their 3 planned Star Wars movies.
Okay. Cool.
So if you guys don't know, 2 things. It was just announced by Bob Iger that the Star Wars movies will be going on hiatus,
right?
After the release of Episode 9. Everyone's like, "Oh, they need to." They're trying. No, they're not trying to rebuild anything or do anything like that. They're trying to focus on their TV shows that are coming out, because Mandalorian will be hot and heavy at that point, because it won't be even done premiering, because it would have just come out that November, like literally a month before the movie does. So that's a week by week thing, and I think they said there's 13 episodes of that planned. I want to say what they said. So that's 13 weeks out, and if you do math real quick, that's not 13 weeks between when that and Episode 9 comes out. But they have other stuff planned, because they have cartoons set up, they're doing other stuff. They have the Cassian show that's coming out, that's right. Gonna bring back everyone's favorite droid from the prequel movie or the in between Star Wars movies. And Alan Tudyk is coming back for that, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But they already have a bunch of people. So Rian Johnson is still set to make his three movies outside of the Skywalker saga, as they say. So he has those three. But then D.B. Wise and David Benioff from Game of Thrones, the showrunners and head writers, are doing another trilogy in the Star Wars universe that's obviously canon. And right now, rumors are re-ramping up that they're probably going to be based in the Knights of the Old Republic, which is way before the Sith and the Jedi sagas we know now, like thousands of years beforehand. So all that cool shit is going to be around. Mm-hmm. Lots of Jedis, lots of Sith are going to be running around, stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. And then Kathleen Kennedy confirmed that they are still developing projects in that time frame. So that's even more so that people are thinking, oh shit, that's what they're gonna do. They're gonna have dragons. I'm like, no, well, maybe. I mean, it's Star Wars. Who fucking knows if they're gonna have dragons space or not? Dragons. But yeah, space dragons, you know. So that's pretty cool. Because I think just having a bunch of fucking lightsaber wielding motherfuckers everywhere is gonna be pretty cool.
Yeah,
tossing fucking lightsabers at people, throwing big rocks at people, jumping from high places, and pretty cool. Pretty cool. Did you watch the new Good Omens trailer?
No, haven't.
You can skip it. It Why? Looks awesome.
Oh, it looks awesome.
Okay. You don't need to watch it. You already read the book.
I haven't read the book yet, actually. No, I haven't read the book.
Oh, watch the trailer then.
Okay.
Because it'll really confuse the fuck out of you.
I'm sure it will. I see that they announced that they introduced their Antichrist.
Yeah, they show him off in it. I mean, yeah. They didn't use him before, but you saw him, but now you actually see him more so. And the fact that there's a part where both the angel and the demon, they basically go after, and they're going to him, and you see him talking to him, and he's like super confused. He's like, what? It's really funny. And then you see Dog, which is his dog.
Mm.
Hellhound technically, but it just looks like a regular dog. It's really hilarious. What else? Do you see fucking Russell Crowe as Roger Allies from that fucking Fox News movie they're doing?
Mm-mm.
They put him in a fat suit. And like if you don't know it's him beforehand.
You should put him in a fat suit.
No, they did. Like he's like bigger than he was before. Yeah. Not like that one movie where he was chunky. What was that one?
With Ryan Gosling?
No. The one before that where it was like he was he was over in Iraq and stuff.
Oh, Body of Lies?
Yeah, Body of Lies. Like that one, he was like he actually gained weight for the role.
He was pretty big in that newest one he did where he's like a pastor and his son's gay. Was that one?
Oh yeah, it was, yeah. Like it seems like nowadays that's just him. I saw it. Where is it? Oh, here it is. I was like, I saw it.
Oh shit! I'm literally staring at that photo.
It's fucked up, right?
On slash film. I didn't even.
You don't know it's him until you really know it's him, and then you're like, oh, I can see his face now.
Who's the guy on the right?
I want to say that's Christian Slater, right? Was that who they said it was? There's someone else bigger name than it too. I don't remember who it was.
There's no way that's Christian Slater.
Bigger name than Christian Slater?
Yeah, I know, right?
You don't get a much bigger name than Christian Slater.
Well, they said who it was, but I hadn't.
Sam Miller, Seth MacFarlane, Simon McBurney, Annabelle Willis. Hmm. That's who they list as also stars.
Yeah. Well, that's not Seth.
That'd be a gnarly Seth MacFarlane.
Man, that'd be nuts. I don't remember. I don't know.
No.
Let's see. Birds of Prey wrapped filming.
Be interesting.
Very interesting.
Or what's the actual title of the movie? Birds of Prey, The Fantabulous. What the fuck was it? The Fantabulous Emancipation of Harley Quinn or something like
some
that.
Some fucking nonsense.
Ah, oh, fuck, I can't see it anyway. No, whatever. Can't find it.
See a picture of Carl Weathers from Mandalorian?
Nope.
Yeah, super rad. It's like, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
You guys gonna both subscribe to that?
To Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Yeah, I already put my thing in.
Money? We're talking about just watching it.
You don't have to put your thing into anything.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Leave your thing.
You shouldn't be forcing your thing into anything anyway.
First off, I'll do what I want. Don't tell me I live my life. Well, no, but there's a thing.
That's not good.
Not how it works.
We don't condone that here.
Nope.
What, put my thing in things?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Especially if they don't want it.
Yep.
You say they don't want it. They don't have a way to say anything. no, you can go on and sign up for to put your email address in, is what I was going to say. But like, I'm already getting ready to put my $70 in. Like, just give me a year of it.
So I can watch all the things.
I'm going to stop watching everything else, apparently, because 500 years of content on day one is just stupid.
You're going to start from the beginning of the Disney movies?
Literally. Like, they said there's 500 years of content. I was like, I'm going to watch all of it in order. And the way it premiered. So if the oldest thing they have, I'll watch it. And as it progresses through time, eventually I'll start The Simpsons, and that'll take me through 3,500 years of fucking television right there.
Yeah, right.
And then there's all the new content. All the movies, like, they'll have all the Star Wars movies. They'll have Indiana Jones there.
Of course, I own all of that in digital anyway.
So do I, but I don't give a fuck. Actually, I don't own Indiana Jones digitally because I had the Blu-ray.
Yeah, that's how I got it, too. The
Blu-ray. They didn't come with digital, so I have to wait till that comes out.
The VHS version of them.
Well, I have those, too. But there's so much stuff. Like, I'm not even counting the National Geographic shit that
I
will never watch.
Can we get into exactly what's on there yet? We should probably cover that, right?
Maybe. Maybe, maybe not. I think... I'm doing it right now. Let's see. That's the unscripted stuff. Monsters, Inc. coming back. Here we go. Let's see. Make you add. Get the fuck off my computer. So, big thing is Captain Marvel will be available on the service the day it launches, which means I don't think that's when it premieres, like, digitally and on stuff, because that's...
No, this will just be like, quite hey, a good time. Look, you can watch it here first. Yeah, like,
It won't go anywhere else except for to that service right away, I think, is what they're trying to say with that.
And then it'll probably go digital and then DVD.
No, it'll be before that, because Captain Marvel literally should be out on digital sometime in July.
Oh, okay.
This will be the first time it's not a paid service somewhere. Like, it won't, I mean, I don't think it'll be on Netflix at all, but it'll be the first time it's available to stream, but it'll be on day one, so you can just do it that way. Because, you know, that whenever it releases digitally through, like, iTunes and all fun stuff, as well as on DVD, is always a good gap before it hits, like, HBO and all those things. Yeah. I think it's going to skip all of that and go right to, like, it'll be on digital and Blu-ray and DVD and all that stuff. And then by the time it's getting ready to be released on streaming services, it'll launch day and date with Disney Plus.
Okay.
You also have access to the exclusive content from exclusive documentary for Frozen 2, which will be coming out I think they had 3 weeks after the launch of Disney Plus.
Okay.
Because it's like the end of November, I think is when they said it was. You'll have new shorts. All the shorts from Pixar will be available. Includes I guess a new one called Lamp Life, which is about everyone's favorite Pixar lamp, and a Toy Story one called Toy Story's Bo Peep. Be a feature one in there too, because rumors are spoiler, she dies. Which is really fucking crazy that even came out.
Damn.
Yeah, like, they're
that's dark.
They ain't fucking around with Toy Story 4.
That's dark.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit. That's savage. For new content-wise, you have The Falcon and Winter Soldier, which is a live-action series featuring those two characters, again played by Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan. Live-action series called Loki, starring Tom Hiddleston. You have I don't think it has a name yet, but it's a show featuring Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany as their characters, one of Maximoff and the Vision. Star Wars has The Mandalorian. It has we said earlier, the Cassian Andor series, which will have both Diego Luna and Alan Tudyk coming back. Let's see, what else was new on there? And those ones in there. I didn't realize they now own Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
That's fucking
weird.
I didn't
think about it, but it was a Fox show, yeah.
Yeah, because one of the statements they said is classic movies and television shows from The Sound of Music to Malcolm in the Middle. I was like...
That's a really weird
dichotomy, okay,
that you put there.
Yeah.
Like, so, I liked Malcolm in the Middle, but I don't know if I'd call it classic and then compare it to Sound of Music.
Yeah, right? So this is the statement. So classic movies and television shows from The Sound of Music to Malcolm in the Middle will be available with 7,500 episodes and 500 movies being added to Disney Plus in year one. So again, they'll have a bunch, and then they'll slowly add them. Well, not slowly. They said they're going to continually add them until for the first year. Disney Plus will also serve as The Simpsons' exclusive streaming home starting at launch. So it will be available nowhere else because they now owned FX, and that's where it was before. Hopefully they can get Futurama back. Not make new stuff, at least they can stream it all in a consistent place. Because I don't know of a place you can actually stream it very well, because Comedy Central's app is wonky at best.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's just the original Fox run and not the later Comedy Central stuff, which was good but not as good, obviously. But and even the movies would be fun to have on there too, because those are really fun.
Yeah, I own those too.
This is one of the ones I don't know what it's about, but the name of it sounds amazing. The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. That's going to be a wacky and weird world.
Yeah, man.
That dude is weird.
And it's that's part of the National Geographic, so it's giving me Stranger.
Mm-hmm.
But they mentioned that along with Free Solo, which is the Oscar-winning documentary about the free climbing. It was produced by Jason Momoa and a friend of his, I guess, is that guy that's from it. That taught him.
That does the
rock climbing. Taught him how to do the rock climbing, the free climbing stuff. It also launched with some of Mike's favorite stuff, High School Musical, the movie. Or what's called High School Musical, the musical, the series. I don't, it's really weird. And then also have the Phineas and Ferb movie, because I know Joe's a big fan of Phineas and Ferb.
Okay, sure.
I don't even
know. Not even sure if I've ever seen one single episode.
You have. You love it. You talk to him about it all the time. He has never done that.
No.
This is the list I was looking for. So when it launches, it'll have 7,500 episodes of television, 25 original series, and 400 library movie titles, and 100 recent theatrical releases will be available.
Real quick, fire through the 400 movies.
I don't have a list of those.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, if you think about it, that's going to include everything from like literally like The Sound of Music. All those older. I wonder if they're gonna have like the Swiss Family Robinson one. I love that movie. It is their movie, so.
Wonder if they're gonna put Song of the South on there. Is that the name of the movie?
Oh, the super racist one? With Bear Rabbit and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. They might have a. I guess you can edit it to be not as racist.
I don't think you can.
I honestly don't think you could. They just have a title screen, and that might even be too racist.
Song is... why is it white lettering? but the big news is it's going to be $6.99 a month.
Much cheaper than I thought it was going
to be. Much cheaper than I thought. But you can also get a year subscription, annual subscription set for $69.99 or $70, so you get 2 months free technically by prepaying, which is very much similar to what DC Universe did, but at a much higher price, and not nearly the content that Disney's throwing out at there. Because like, just so of the franchises that are locked in at this point for namesakes is Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and National Geographic. Those are the channels so far that they said they're going to have. The Disney umbrella is going to encompass a lot more than just what everyone thinks Disney, because that's going to be where you're going to find Malcolm in the Middle and Sound of Music, so a lot of people don't associate those two things. But I think they're going to have their own channel for a lot of that stuff, too. So, like, Simpsons will have his own channel. It'll be just The Simpsons. Right. But they'll probably do, like, a, hey, you want television shows? You want classic movies? Boom, here you go. But they show the interface. You can look it up and you see it. It kind of has the, this is what it's going to look like. And they have a big old thing of the Mandalorian. So, yeah, I mean, there's classic movies, things like Mary Poppins will be on there. They say other newer ones, which will be like...
Really?
How the fuck did that happen? Last night she did the same thing. She's like, did you summon me by accident? Bitch. Yo,
yes, I did summon you by accident.
Yeah, of course I did. Do you hear me say your name?
Yes.
But they'll have like the 2010 Alice in Wonderland will be available on there. It's like the newer versions of stuff.
2010?
Yeah, weird, holy right? Shit. Well, it took them like some like 8 or 9 years to make the second one. And the second one was garbage. Because they had nobody like...
8 or 9 years is like right now.
Yeah, like literally it took them that long. When did they come out? Good question.
I feel like that was a while ago too.
Might have been a while ago.
I never saw it.
Wasn't very good. I really enjoyed the first one.
First one's pretty dope.
But the second one was trash. Yeah. Hot garbage.
Yeah. That's what you get.
Yeah. Well, you don't bring back Tim Burton to do it, so.
That's what you get, Johnny Depp.
Oh, burnt.
Okay. Yeah. Make a good movie again, fun.
Dear Stosh. He was good in Fantastic or in Crimes and Grindelwald.
Fuck, you're right.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Right, booyah.
He's fine.
Yeah.
Keep making movies, I guess.
Oh, you're going like, I don't think he was gonna wait for you to tell him not to.
No. He had a not a great stretch.
He had a very bizarre stretch.
Hmm.
I'll give you that for sure. And then otherwise the other content they announced non scripted.
Basically, all those movies that came in those big-ass dumb boxes as VHS tapes, those are all going to be there, right?
Classic animated movies will be there. So everything, they listed, so the earliest works, so like you'll have like Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, you'll have Cinderella, the Black Cauldron will be on there, Sword in the Stone will be on there.
Wow, they're actually doing the Black Cauldron?
It'll be on there, yeah.
Wow.
The original Fantasia, the second Fantasia will be on there. They said even all the way back to like the Steamboat Willie stuff will be on there.
Ooh.
They mentioned a lot of the Disney Channel stuff, so like Mickey Mouse Club will be on there. I believe Kids Incorporated will be on there as well, because that's technically under their umbrella, I believe. But you'll have a lot of the classics. You'll have Jungle Book, Robin Hood, Aladdin, Lion King, all those now known as classic animated movies from like when some of us were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are old enough to see those in theaters.
Yep.
Others. I saw Lion King in theaters.
Did you?
Yeah.
A re-release?
No. Original run. I have two very distinct memories from my first couple of movies. It was Terminator 2, I remember, and Lion King, I remember.
Like, did you cry during both?
Yeah.
Probably.
Why is he going into the lava?
Pretty much. But yeah, I remember that very, very distinctly.
I know we talked a little bit through text and stuff when the Lion King trailer came out, the full length one. Did your emotions start to pick up quite a bit when you're watching the live action one? When you hear Mustafa start to talk to him, like, you know, everything you can see, or everything the sun touches, blah blah blah, and then like you see the stampede, and I was like, oh no, like even now, like my eyes are like, hey buddy, is it dry outside, because I'm starting to water, Nope, those are tears, you fat piece of shit.
You weepy piece of shit.
Hey, man. Hey, man. I don't have to bring that up.
Hey, I said weepy, at least. That's more manly than crying.
So says you. I mean, you're not wrong by any means. When did that come out? 94, you said, right? How old were you? 10? 11? 9? 7? 2? Nailed it. I said 7.
Yeah, Lion King, I think it was 94, 95.
94. I just pulled it up. Was Terminator the same year? Same time?
Terminator was like 92 or 93.
Yeah.
Like 92, right?
It was like 5.
91. Terminator 2. Judgment Day.
Why the fuck did my parents take me to...
Like, one day he's going to be obsessed with this guy. Let's show him the best. Not the best of the best, because he wasn't in that, but... It's a fun little game. How much did it cost to make Terminator 2 Judgment Day? Mike, go.
$89 million.
Jesus, that sounds high.
Joe.
It's James Cameron.
Yeah, but early James Cameron.
Yeah, but this is...
Well, he says $89 million. Right?
Or pre-abyss or post-abyss? The abyss.
This was, I think, pre-abyss.
Mm. This was pre-abyss, yeah.
Wow.
So you say 89 yeah, million. Talking, your number's already which in there. One are, we're, two. Judgment Day said two. Two. Terminator 2.
And this is...
1991 classic.
40 million.
You say 40, you say 89.
Yeah.
You're both low.
Ah, fuck you, Joe.
It's estimated to be $94 to $102 million. Okay, next part.
They've always given James Cameron more money than anybody else has ever used to make movies.
Box office. How much money did it make in box office?
Like all time?
This is all time box office. This is the original run and the re-release.
Fuck. So,
so both times it was in theaters. One was a limited engagement.
I'm thinking so. $94 million was.
We'll say $94 million was second budget. Yeah.
It probably made. For both runs, somewhere in the $500 million.
Okay, so we have range. $500 million that's range.
390.
So 390, 500, both low again, but Joe's closest. $523.7 million.
Mm. Oh, I was really close.
Yep, told you. You were still under, but you were close. You win both showcases.
The real money came from the toys, though.
You think so?
Yeah, dude.
I think the box office was the money.
Like, I think it was funny how back then they really didn't give a shit what they turned into toys.
Yeah.
Oh, not at all.
I remember collecting. Shit, I loved collecting to do with aliens the toys.
Yeah. And shortly and after that,
was a horror movie, dude.
Yeah, like shortly after that too. Like they, that's when they started making those like the Batman, the second set of Batman movies was when they started making alternate toys.
Mm-hmm. You mean the set of Batman movies? Those are
no, no, not the second set of Batman movies. The second
set, like,
all right, Schumacher, calm down. Go get back in your car with your neon lights.
Yeah, that was weird too because that's when
around, neon so lights.
Much hate.
Terminator yeah. 2 did the same thing where there was like toys
that didn't have
that didn't have any scene or anything close to the movie. I remember I had a Terminator 2 toy where like his right arm was like a machine gun.
Yeah,
like it just turned into a big old cannon gun and shit. I was like, that's this not is a dope, thing,
but this isn't in the movie at all.
Did I not miss? Did I miss this scene?
With I used to think that they were.
I was like 10.
Parts of the sequel that I didn't see that never came out for some reason.
I was 10 when it came out.
Was I 7 then? 3 years younger than you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
10, 7, 5.
4.
4. Oof. 3, 2,
1. 1?
You were
4? I stopped.
Yeah. What year were you born?
87.
God damn, you're 4 years old? You sure they didn't bring you to the second
100% release? Sure.
How the it's, fuck?
Why did you?
How, a,
why did they take you to that?
It was awesome.
A, how do you remember anything from when you were four?
Right?
I it's very distinct. I remember I remember
a fleeting memory or two. From
yeah, like
I remember standing in line, waiting to get in. I remember the shitty red carpet and everything. Like I remember so much about going to that movie.
I can tell you what theater I went and saw it at.
I went to the Plaza 5.
I went to
now a church.
I don't even know. Actually, I don't even know what it is now because I don't think it's a theater at all. But it was the trolley one because it was next to a trolley stop, which is a clever way of putting a movie theater.
But
it's one of the cool things about that one was they had concession stands were like line based, so you went through and you picked the stuff up yourself. You can actually make your own nachos.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you can, like, you didn't bag your own popcorn, but you could get popcorn in a bag or a bucket. But you can also, if you wanted to get butter instead of having it on there, they'd only half fill. Then you could do, like, if you wanted to do, like, layers, they would let you add more to it. You just give it to them, they put more, you put more butter. So we had I had a couple of friends who, like, loved that artificial butter nonsense, like, more so than Joe.
Oof,
like,
that's bad.
Layer of popcorn, fake butter.
What's weird
layer
is
popcorn,
that
fake butter.
I haven't
layer
gotten popcorn, butter on butter. My popcorn since I started going to the movies with Jen, because she didn't like butter on the popcorn. And so recently, one of the times where we went to the movies and she wasn't there, I was like, I want butter on my popcorn. I was like, this is not, I don't like this anymore. What is this?
Yeah.
I love that shit.
But I remember that place also, they actually had real butter.
Oh my
lord. For the popcorn? Yeah.
Wow.
That was back in the day when they didn't give a fuck about cholesterol. They're like, right. Yeah, real butter? For sure. Here you go. Like, they had it and it was like, it came out of one of the squeeze things, like, caution, hot, right? And you do it and it have like that butter foam. It'd
flicker up. Like it splash up.
No, it had a little. It had you had to reach underneath and hit the little thing because there was like a guard there. But I just remember because like you'd like put on, because at one point like I put butter on my popcorn because it was real butter, not fucking artificial butter flavoring. And like you see it like foam up, like, oh, this is real butter. Like this is like real butter, not that's like dope. Real butter, but real butter. Let's see what else. That's the other thing, too, is I'm wondering how they're going to do. I'm gonna think they haven't really officially announced any of it, but I wonder how they're going to do, like, the Fox set of movies they own now. Because they fully own all of the Indiana Jones movies now.
Yeah.
Because those were partially owned by them and Fox, which is one of the things, reasons I think they, and one of the many reasons they end up buying Fox and all their properties, not just going after the Marvel stuff.
Right.
But they now own fully the original Alien movies.
Yeah.
Because that does... Because those ones weren't part of New Line,
mm-hmm.
Which I don't think they own fully those because New Line is Sony, if I'm not mistaken.
Ooh, I don't know.
I want to say. Until they have buy Sony Pictures to get Spider-Man fully back, they won't own that completely. Look up real quick who owns New Line. I want to say it's Sony. It's a Sony picture company.
That is not how you spell New Line.
Probably not. But like they like so they have like the original quadrilogy of Alien movies, so that's pretty cool.
Parent organization is Warner Brothers.
Oh fuck, they're never gonna get that until they buy Warner to get DC, straighten that nonsense out. What else does it say? They now fully own all of the original Star Wars movies as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's even fucking cooler. Not that anyone's ever going to go against them because they owned a majority stake in them.
Right.
Plus, you can really say no to someone they want to do something with Star Wars. Like, no, we don't want money. What the fuck's right. wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Like, come on. Come on, guys. You can easily just take a paycheck. I can't remember. I looked at a list of all this shit that they now own because of it. Nope. Not even close. Actually, speaking while I'm looking this up, did you see the interactive map they're going to have for Galaxy's Edge, the Star Wars land?
No.
Yeah, so it's an app you can get on your phone. You can get it now, I think, if it's available to download. You can sign up to get the beta for it, I think, is what it is.
Okay.
But the map's interactive, so there's characters you can click on, and they tell you stuff about the park.
That's cool.
And, like, because I guess one of the things is they're going to have a rotating cast of characters, so it's not just the same group of people.
Yeah.
They'll be changing out throughout the day, so, like, at certain times you'll have these characters and these characters, these characters, blah, blah, blah. Kind of like they did with Guardians when we were there.
Yeah.
They'll have the same thing, but there'll be events that go on at those different times. So as when characters get ready to leave and other ones come on, they'll have things that interact with each other. So they'll have a actual Jedi stormtrooper like fight going on, which I thought was pretty cool.
That's cool.
And they'll use the speakers that are hidden around the park for like the sound effects and stuff. I was like, mm-hmm.
All right. Right.
Come on, way to go. But my thing I'm excited about, besides the full-size Millennium Falcon, because I'm going to steal it. Then someone said it's not real, it's just full size. I'm like, first off, they don't listen to us just yet. And if they do, thanks for downloading. But the custom-built lightsabers.
Yep.
And did you see all the replicas
yeah.
that they're going to sell? Asajj Ventress is going to have her handle.
They're going to treat it like the Harry Potter wand thing. They're going to have a whole experience to go along with it.
Yeah, I'm so excited about that.
You can build your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. They showed all the parts, and I was like...
Mm-hmm. Cody's like, I'm going to build so many lightsabers.
I'm going to have one that has, like, 5 blades on it.
Right.
Speaking of blades, did you... That teaser, we haven't talked about this.
I have not watched it.
Have you not watched it?
No, I don't plan on it. I don't plan on watching it at all.
Okay. Why? I'm going to tell you one part.
I'm already going to see the movie.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I this is the part where
I have seen, like, I was scrolling through Slash Film and accidentally spoiled some stuff for myself where they were saying, you know,
well, spoilers.
Well, no, because they're saying Emperor Palpatine's going to make another, you know, comeback for some reason.
That's what everyone thinks right now, but
they showed a picture of the Death Star
wreckage
on a planet.
I had to watch it 8 times before I realized what that was, too.
I didn't notice it the first times I watched on my phone, and then, the first 9 times I watched on my phone. And I didn't read anything about it yet, and I was just talking to you at work. And then when I got home, I watched it on my big screen, and I was like, oh my God, this is a fucking Death Star. I don't think Palpatine's in it. In it properly. I think he's in it as in, like, there's a source of power there. But, like, I don't physically think, I don't know, maybe, I don't know. Well, doesn't matter.
Reading off the headlines that I just saw, they were like, it makes it sound like he's in it, but...
He laughs at the end of the teaser.
But
that's about it.
For me... I hope he's not in it. That'd be stupid. But if they put him as, like, just a holographic projection or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's like, just he's a pre-recorded message or something like
that. Because they find the wreckage of the Death Star.
Yeah, it's like, okay, fine. It's a pre-recorded message, blah, blah, blah. Or maybe you see, like, a charred body and you're like, oh, that's probably the Emperor Palpatine.
Well, the thing about it is because it was pointed out after the fact. I read something. The section that is found is where his throne room was, because it's underneath the laser. So I have a feeling that's where it comes from. And I think that's what, like, I think that's the power of Snoke's whole thing comes from. Doesn't matter. The thing I was going to bring up is there's a scene in it where Kylo gut checks somebody in robes. And I think it's an assault on Jedi Temple, the assault on Jedi Temple with the other. Not the preview one where you see him in the mask, because he's not a mask in this time. But I think it's assault on a temple somewhere that Luke had set up with non-Jedis and stuff, whatever. But you see him gut check someone with his lightsaber on. Mm. But instead of going blade first, he goes guard first.
Yeah.
So he punches the guy and lifts him in the air. And one of the things I saw, I was like watching, like I was reading this breakdown thing, which once I got to this one, it was like the second one down, I exited because it was dumb. They say you see Kylo Ren chop someone in half, and I was like, first off, A, he did not chop him in half. B, that guy's definitely dead.
Yeah,
because
he's got the good gnarly thing.
Yeah, he's got the cross guard on it, and he gut checks the guy with the cross guard, which has an ignited blade on it, and it goes into the guy. That's gonna kill you. Maybe not right away, but yes, it's gonna cauterize. But if you have a giant cauterized hole in your gut,
yeah, it's still a hole.
It's still a hole in your gut. Like, I know physiology may be different, but pretty sure this section of your body is pretty useful to most people. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't die from the wound, you're going to die from dying of starvation or whatever, because you're not going to move from there.
Yeah.
But it's just a cool scene in the trailer because it's real fast, and it's almost like it goes kind of slow-mo when he picks him up, because he turns the blade sideways, so the blade's going out away from his body, and he punches up and lifts this guy off the ground and then slams him down, all while the cross guard is in the guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is going to get violent. I mean, granted, giving your back slashed open and your face slashed, it's pretty violent in general. And then, you know, obviously stabbing your dad through his gut with said lightsaber, also very violent. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert, by the way, if you guys don't know, Han Solo died in the first movie.
Oh, too soon.
You've seen it.
Yep, too soon.
Oh, bad memories, too bad soon. Gotcha. Memories. I was like, you've seen the movie several times at this point.
Yep.
It's not a spoiler. Movie. But
Chris D'Elia is still the greatest of all time for that.
Yeah. For Undateable. One of the greatest things ever. 2 weeks after, right?
I think it's the week after, dude.
Is it the week?
It was the week after it released.
Which would have been a Monday, right?
Undateable did their last season. They're doing all live episodes. Mm-hmm. And so they're working into the story that he was trying to go watch the new Star Wars movie. with like the, like he was trying to take a girl, right? You know,
yeah.
So it ends up with him in the theater and he's sitting there with a thing of popcorn. He just yells out, Han Solo dies.
And that was the first show, the East Coast one.
Yeah.
It was so funny to everybody on set. They let him do it the second time.
Ugh.
And NBC was fucking furious.
I bet.
Mainly because they probably got like Disney breathing down their necks, yeah, and be like, hey, the fuck's can't wrong say with
Star
you?
Wars.
Well, not just that. Like, he says Han Solo, which you can say because it's in the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
But they spoil something that literally just happened 4 days before.
Yeah.
Like, that's it's funny. Dude, it was fucking everywhere too. Like gifts and shit were just hitting the internet. Like, he was so proud of himself.
Obviously, we had already seen it. But, like, I just remember looking at Jen when we were watching it, and she's like, I can't believe they let him do that.
Oh, it was a week after, because it would air on Fridays.
It was air on Fridays. So, yeah. It had a full, like, it didn't have a second weekend yet.
Yeah.
It was going into the second weekend, and it fucking spoiled it. I was like, God damn, man.
Yeah, it's fucking savage as shit. It was hilarious.
Poor Star Wars probably lost so much money because of the
Yeah, right.
We're getting the wrap-up single, apparently. Anyways, we're talking about nonsense. So that's it for this week's episode. Comes at you, we are
Joe,
Mike.
I'm Cody. Mike's so enthusiastic.
So
about
enthusiastic.
It. And as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
Jesus Christ, Mike is like discontinued.